Private companies hold NHS to ransom. Capitalist firms eager for massive profits are targeting vital services such as health, regardless of the consequences. Pharmaceutical firms make fortunes at the cost of NHS patients and workers. Suppliers of essential supplies, hospital buildings and information technology charge the health service a fortune for their wares. Socialists demand the end of PFI schemes, the nationalization of the major drugs firms, medical supplies companies and huge IT companies, and that they should be run under democratic working class control and management. Andrew Howe. In April, the government paid £5.5 million of taxpayers' money to multinational tech giant Microsoft, securing the public sector 1 year of custom support for Microsoft's Windows XP operating system, plus other software. These are widely used across the NHS. An operating system runs a computer's basic functions, on top of which more complex software, such as word processors or web browsers, can run. The NHS in England alone currently has over 1 million desktop PCs and laptops using Microsoft's dated Windows XP operating system. Support for it ended last April. Lacking such support could put users at risk, as major security problems would be left unresolved. NHS computers could have potentially been attacked by malicious individuals, and data lost or stolen. So the Department of Health negotiated with Microsoft to buy a year of extra support, but after that, new software will have to be bought at additional cost. Why didn't the government take action sooner? The cut-off date for support was known well in advance. One problem facing the NHS is that it treats individual GPs, health trusts, and other health organizations independently, and expects them to maintain their own IT systems. Many hundreds of applications are used within the NHS, such as the Choose and Book appointment system, that were coded using proprietary Microsoft technology which is no longer supported. The government and public sector is at the mercy of multinationals like Microsoft. Alternatives exist, free and open source software FOSS. Such software is created and maintained by individuals and organizations globally, and can be used, modified, and distributed for free. The NHS could have moved to FOSS years ago as part of a structured and organized approach across the public sector, and avoided the current situation. Attempts were made to pass legislation to encourage its use in the UK, but what little legislation was passed was significantly watered down to let big business keep dominating the market. Socialists should encourage the use of free and open software to meet the needs of society, and not to fill the coffers of global tech giants.